Good afternoon. Welcome, graduates, faculty and staff, friends and family. Thank you all for being here today to celebrate an important milestone in the lives of the young people on this stage. My name is Bob Smith. Before I get started, I need to thank a few of my colleagues who, during a recent division chair meeting, conspired to bring a very quick vote to the floor, the results of which find me here at this moment giving this speech. So thank you. I can only guess what my friends were thinking. I doubt it was Bob might have something interesting to say. I think it was probably more like, this could be entertaining. I know what I was thinking because I blurted it out. I said, you're going to regret this. The second thing I thought was, this is going to be the shortest commencement address in the history of commencement addresses. Well, to the contrary, it turns out I have a few things to say. So y'all get comfortable, and remember, you asked for this. As I was contemplating what advice I might give these graduates today, I received an invitation to a celebration of life for a dear friend and mentor who passed away last November. See, Don Parker was my college football and wrestling coach, but he was so much more. He was a second father to me when, at the age of 17, I moved 200 miles away from home. He was tough on me in practice, and even tougher on me when he saw my first semester grades. He was supportive when I tore my ACL and needed surgery. He visited me in the hospital over Christmas break, and he motivated me to come back from that injury. And I did finally graduate. After I graduated, we remained friends, and I'm thankful for all the advice and words of encouragement he gave me along the way. Well, on that invitation was a quote by Ralph Waldo Emerson, who wrote, "The purpose of life is to be useful, to be honorable, to be compassionate, to have it make some difference that you have lived and lived well." I really thought that was an appropriate quote and summed up Coach Parker's life and his legacy, and really what we should all strive for. So it was with this in mind that I seek to give these graduates some fatherly advice. I have here an abbreviated list of 7 things to help you make your life a little bit easier, a little bit happier. Number 1, set goals. Short-term, intermediate, and long-term goals. Goals are important because they give you direction, but it's the good habits needed to achieve those goals that are most important. The very first long-term goal I suggest each of you set as you begin your career is your retirement date. That might seem a little strange, and 2070 is a long ways away for some of you. But it's going to be the good habits of saving and investing money that will get you there. Don't count on Social Security. My generation's going to use most of that up. Start right away. Take advantage of the miracle of compounding interest to build your fortune. This way, you can enjoy your golden years. Number 2, show up. To be useful, you first need to show up, and show up early. Show up for your colleagues. Show up for your family. Show up for your friends. Show up for your kids. Once you start showing up on a consistent basis, you will have developed a great habit and a reputation for being reliable. When that happens, opportunities begin to come your way. You see, being there is half the battle. The other half is your attitude. So show up with a positive one, engaged in what you're doing, and you will get ahead in life. Number 3, take responsibility. Admit your mistakes and take responsibility for your actions. We're all human. Nobody expects us to be perfect. But nobody likes a person who blames others for their actions and never admits when they're wrong. So say you're sorry, learn from your mistakes, forgive yourself, and move on. Number 4, be friendly. Greet people. Say good morning, say good afternoon, say hello. not just to people you know, but to perfect strangers you encounter along the way. Always do this with a smile on your face. You're going to find out the way you treat people is reflected back on you. And when you're friendly, you'll begin to build the relationships and networks that are vital to your success and your happiness. Number 5, take care of your physical and mental health. You are no good to others if you aren't good to yourself first. How do you do this? Well, I'll start with eat your veggies. Put down the chips and eat some greens. If you didn't like vegetables growing up, give them a try. Your taste buds change over time. You might be surprised how delicious roasted Brussels sprouts and olive oil and salt and pepper really are. Get enough sleep. For most people, it's about 8 hours. But your body will tell you if you listen. I recommend you go to bed early. Wake up before anybody else in the house. It's that quiet part of the morning that is so peaceful. Do something physical every single day. I have a friend who's run at least a mile and a half every day for the last 31 years. He claims the key to good health is to never stop moving. What makes his feat of 11,445 days in a row, including this morning, so remarkable is that every run he takes is outside and he lives in Wisconsin. I'm not saying you need to take a run every day, but get off the couch, take a walk, go for a bike ride or a hike. Get out and experience nature up close. Endorphins are your natural feel-good chemical. They reduce pain, stress, anxiety, and they improve mood. They're released in your brain and other parts of your body as a response to exercise. Endorphins are your body's natural opioid, and they're perfectly legal. So get addicted to exercise. Read. Read to learn. Read for pleasure. Read to relieve stress. It has been proven that people who read on a regular basis have improved focus, better vocabulary, stronger problem-solving skills, and a better imagination. If you hate to read, listen. Most libraries have an audio option with thousands of free books you can check out on your phone and listen as you get time. So when you're taking a walk, when you're relaxing and need a break, get lost in a good book. Number 6, look for ways to lift others up. Tell a colleague how great a job they're doing. Go visit your grandma or help a friend going through a stressful time. There are literally thousands of people hungry for a kind word and some encouragement. Seek out those opportunities. You're going to find they're everywhere when you really look. And last but not least, number 7, be persistent. A famous basketball player and U.S. Senator, Bill Bradley, once said, "Ambition is the path to success. Persistence is the vehicle you arrive in." Life is going to be challenging. There will be ups and downs. You must find a way to persist during those challenging times. And that's exactly what Coach Parker did. When in 1998, at the age of 53, a honey accident left him paralyzed and confined to a wheelchair. It was in the face of this life-altering event that he revealed his true strength of character. It was the courage he showed after that accident that truly inspired people. He didn't give up. He fought for his life after laying in the woods all night in freezing temperatures. When some of his former athletes found him at 7 a.m. with his body temperature at a dangerously low level, he said, "What the heck took you so long?" He fought to gain limited use of his arms so he could maintain his mobility. He never felt sorry for himself. Instead, he kept his sense of humor and continued to inspire. He coached and taught for another 10 years. Now, isn't that the kind of life we should all aspire to have? The kind of legacy we should pursue every day? I expect that when I attend his celebration of life in September, there will be hundreds of other people there who feel the same way I do. So today, my prayer for each of you is that when your day comes, hopefully a very long time from now, many of your friends and family will gather and say that you were useful, honorable, compassionate, that you made a difference, and that you lived and lived well. Congratulations, good luck, and may God bless each of you. Thank you.